It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, it's Adam. I'm back again. I'm here to, I guess figure out what happens here. What happens with September 1st, right? I mean, we know right now that it's not great. Just a quick recap. I've been granted superpowers. I guess a specific superpower that can be used one time by an angel of death and destruction. And I have to choose one day out of the year that will be erased from all existence. And everyone that's ever been born on that day will also be erased from all existence. And it's a heavy burden that I bear. But I bear it because I have to. I don't have a choice at this point. Last time, yesterday, we were here. We were talking about September 1st. We were talking about the myriad people that were born on September 1st. And we ran through the top three celebrities that were born on September 1st. If I remember correctly, it was Padma Lakshmi, the beautiful chef from the Food Network that I don't really know that much about. It was Gloria Estefan, which I remembered the name of the song was Conga. That was the Shake Your Body one. And I also remember Turn the Beat Around since yesterday. So I feel bad. I said name three Gloria Estefan songs, and then sure enough, I do know three because Turn the Beat Around is pretty tight. And then Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb was number one of Bee Gees fame. So not hot and heavy by anybody's standards. I wouldn't think that if I went up to somebody in the street and said, hey, guess what celebrity's birthday it is, I don't think anybody would guess any of those, because they would think real, like, big-name celebrities. And none of those really, I don't feel, are. So let's just do a little comparison. Here we are, September 2nd. Let's see if September 2nd manages to overcome. And it's interesting to me, I guess, that we are in this position where, you know, up to this point, we had no winner, we had no loser. But today we will have a winner and we will have a loser. We will have one group of people that were born on a day that is forever saved. Or at least I think forever saved. I mean, I don't know how often angels make bargains like this with mortals. So at least for the next year, they don't have to worry. So if it's September 2nd that comes out victorious today, September 2nd, I mean, everybody born on September 2nd, you're good. You go about your life. You don't even worry about this anymore. Same thing for September 1st. You know, whoever wins just the comfort of knowing that they're not going to be wiped off the face of existence. Whoever loses, though, I mean, it's 363 more days to hopefully come out victorious. You know, so let's just take a look real quick and talk about September 2nd's top three. I'm not going to jump into any honorable mentions. Not that there aren't any honorable mentions, but just because, like, I know there are enough big names on the list that I don't feel like I need to. Okay, I don't think anybody's gonna talk about my list that I'm gonna roll out to you here and say, oh, well, you missed so and so, or you missed this person. It doesn't really matter what you think at this point. The only one that's questionable on just sheer volume of celebrity status is my number three. But I'll go ahead and get it out there already. My number three is kind of excitement inducing, because it is the first sports ball playerman that is going to be listed on this day's history. And that's Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw was born on September 2nd. Terry Bradshaw was a quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers a long time ago. And he was a fairly good quarterback, but that's not really where his legacy is held these days. Now he is best known as a commentator for the National Football League shows. Basically, he sits behind a desk with some other yokels and talks about all the games that are going on. Okay, and it's important because when you first start out watching football, or I guess really any sport, you listen to these commentators, and then you just basically regurgitate to your friends anything these commentators say. Yeah, because you want to sound like you know what you're doing and you're talking about. But then eventually you realize at a certain point that the real way to watch any sort of sport is to listen to these commentators and then tell your friends how full of shit they are and how they don't know anything. And that's how you kind of establish dominance within society. And boy, howdy, does Terry Bradshaw set that bar super low for all of us. So he plays the role of the idiot, the moron, the stupid friend in his commentary teams. And it's an important role because without that role, there's nobody that the audience is able to feel like truly superior to. So that would be a great loss for society, I think, as a whole. Number two, this is already going to spell some bad news for September 1sters. Boy, howdy. It's Salma Hayek, ladies and gentlemen. Salma Hayek was born on September 2nd. I grew up, I guess I grew up in the 80s and 90s combined, but I was a teenager in the 90s, and boy, let me tell you, Salma Hayek was an important part of my life growing up. I was a big fan of Desperado, a lot of great acting going on in there. Dusk Till Dawn was pretty decent. She played Frida in Frida Kahlo in that Frida movie. I didn't watch that one because it seemed like a real thought piece, you know. She was in Dogma, and that hit at a time that I was definitely in my Kevin Smith phase, where I thought those movies were very deep and meaningful. And so, you know, Dogma is interesting because she plays a muse in that, and I guess the thing that I will say about that movie is that I've having met angels now at this point in my life, I will say it is, it's not a historically accurate, film. Okay. Because angels are a little different than what is portrayed in that movie, but still, I mean, it was a very good movie nonetheless. So Salma Hayek, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's going to really argue with that as a number two pick. But you know what? She's just there, I guess, to hold the place for number one. The big shot himself, Mr. Man, on front and center is Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is September 2nd baby as well. And wow, everybody on September 1st, I feel a cold chill probably ran down your spine when I said Keanu's name. Say what you want about Keanu. I don't know what people's feelings are maybe across the world about Keanu Reeves, but you cannot tell me that your life would be better off if Keanu Reeves never existed. Think about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Think about the fact that there was a time in the 90s where we could be convinced that some far-flung future, like there would be peace on Earth, everyone would be united and together, people would have mutual respect, everybody would just be excellent to each other. And that was something that was, you know, believable at the time. But I mean, nowadays we know that that's never going to happen. That's not the world we live in. But that, you know, there's still this nostalgia tinted feeling in the pit of our stomachs that thinks back about like, maybe what if the world had diverged there and Wild Stallions actually had come to pass, you know? Oh, it's moving. And, you know, Keanu has a big part of that movie. I mean, I would say he shoulders the brunt of that film. More than Alex Winter does. I think that Keanu gets the best lines. I think the romantic aspect is far more developed with Keanu's character with his princess than with Alex Winter's character with his princess. And I just think that it is it just goes to show that the Keanu Reeves is a type of guy that, I mean, if you think about his movies, if you subbed in like anybody else for Keanu, I don't think it would just give you the same effect. Point Break, I think you'd be losing. Speed, man. If Speed never existed, if Keanu Reeves had not been in Speed, Speed would not have been the movie it was. And then I feel like that's two losses in one there, because, boy, what would have happened to Sandra Bullock? Would she have become America's sweetheart? I don't think we can say definitively that she would have. So, okay, this is a no-brainer for me. September 2nd obviously is safe comparatively. I mean, compare it to September 1st. There's no way that Barry Gibb can hold a candle to Keanu Reeves. There is no way that Gloria Estefan can hold a candle to Salma Hayek. You know, the threes don't really matter as much. Padma Lakshmi, it seems wonderful. Terry Bradshaw, a credit to society in his own special way. But no doubt. I'm sorry. Sorry to September 1sters. You guys are going to have to go through this at least one more day. And it could be a long run because, I mean, honestly, we started this because you were so bad. So, I mean, who knows how long that will continue on for. September 2nd, everyone born on September 2nd, good job. You did well. I'm proud of you. Continue on your lives. And until next time, we'll see who will be the day that ends up being history. Happy birthday.